Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 272 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 27th is: how much of your daily life is spent running toward your dream? Is this something you would like to change? Write out 1 to 3 things you can do each day in 5 minutes or less to bring you closer to your dream. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing your dreams. To further explain today's challenge, I'm going to share a parable of leadership from an article in Harvard Business Review by Chan Kim and Renee Mauborg. It's called The Lesson of the Babbling Brook. The time was the 4th century BC, the period of the Warring States in China. The Grand General of the Qin State was seated in his chamber in the king's palace with Ming, the soon-to-be-appointed general of the 3rd Division, at his side. A messenger, Lieutenant Yu, had just arrived with a report on the logistics of the upcoming battle between General Li's 1st Division and the 2nd Division of the Wei State, led by General Su. "Grand General," said Lieutenant Yu, "I bring good news. The 1st Division enjoys a significant advantage. Our troops outnumber the 2nd Division's 4-to-1. Weaponry is in abundant supply, and the regiment remains well fed. General Li bids me assure you that victory will be ours. The Qin flag will fly forever." As the Grand General glanced at the report, a look of anguish came over his face. He clenched his fists and ordered Lieutenant Yu to dispatch reinforcements and return to the battlefield at once. After the lieutenant had fled, the Grand General walked over to the balcony and looked out to the horizon. "Alas," he said to Ming, "yet another division of our state will fall." Ming was perplexed. "Grand General," he said, "forgive my impudence, but I fail to understand your conviction. General Li's division has many times the manpower and weaponry of General Su's division, and yet you are convinced victory will not be ours. How can this be?" The Grand General looked somberly at Ming, but did not answer. Instead, he brought Ming to a large lake behind the palace. When the Grand General and Ming were seated on a rock, the general threw a small piece of paper into the water. It did not move, but simply floated on one spot. After observing the still piece of paper for some time, Ming became restless and inquired again, "Grand General, what does this mean? I have meditated on the paper for more than 1 hour, and your lesson has not enlightened me, nor provided the answer to my question." Once again, the general did not respond, but had Ming follow him. They walked until they came to a very narrow, babbling brook. Again, the Grand General threw a small piece of paper onto the water. This time it did not stand still, but sailed swiftly along and vanished. The Grand General turned to Ming. "Now do you understand why General Su's regiment will carry the day and not ours?" Ming, still perplexed, asked the Grand General to explain further. "Ming," said the general, "the 1st Regiment is like the lake, large with much weaponry. But note General Li's position. He so arrogantly assumes victory that he does not fight. He has stationed himself behind the back line. It is not so with General Su. He is in the front line, side by side with his troops, and he has placed the rear of his regiment next to the river. His commitment to die in order to win will beget the troops' commitment in turn. Just as the babbling brook, which rushes in one direction, carries the paper easily while the large lake cannot, so it is that a regiment small in size but unified in commitment will win. Remember, weaponry and manpower are important, but it is the general's commitment that determines victory." 4 days later, Lieutenant Yu and his reinforcements arrived at the site of the battle. The way, not the chin flag, graced the sky. The first division had been defeated. So what's the moral or lesson we can take from the parable of the babbling brook? We must take action. Pursuing our dreams is an outside action fundamental. And many times as teachers and coaches, we are so focused on helping others that we fail to do the work to pursue our own dreams. We are either learning and growing, or we are withering and shrinking. As Andy Dufresne said in the movie Shawshank Redemption, we have two choices: get busy living or get busy dying. Now this can go one of two directions. We can step out of our comfort zone and start using our time and resources that we have every day to move closer to our dreams, sometimes finding pockets of time in 5 minutes or less. Or we may assess our vision and realize that we've been too focused on pursuing the dreams of our secondary vision, the what, the where, and the when of our life, rather than the primary vision of who we want to become. And so maybe our reflection on the pursuit of our dreams will help us realize that we already have the what and the where of our vision, and we just need to concentrate on who we become in the process, and be more intentional about giving away our gifts and abilities through our relationships and connections. So how about you? How much of your daily life is spent running toward your dream? Is this something you'd like to change? Can you write out 1 to 3 things you can do each day in 5 minutes or less to bring you closer to your dream? One of the things I've discovered lately is the more I'm in situations where my back is against the wall, the more likely I am to take action. Just like in the parable, General Sue placed his regiment next to the river, so they had no place to retreat. Sometimes we need to create situations like this for ourselves, in an effort to spur ourselves to take action. Because although it may be uncomfortable, we need to learn, grow, and change as we pursue our dreams so that we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.